Tomas, we are back, my friend. You know what that means? Time for a little bit more Tasty Live with Trades and the research team. Who is our first researcher? I believe we're going to shoot strength. Yes. That music means one thing. And only
Good morning.
Good morning, kind sir.
Good morning, Gad.
Good morning. How was your night?
My night was wonderful. How was your night?
It was very wonderful. It was a happy night.
Happy night.
See? Happy night.
It could be nice like that. You could just say, I had
That's
a happy
right.
night.
I had a happy night. Yeah. Had a happy
and
night.
Now look at the kid. He's
I had a happy night, too.
He's a sharp-dressed man.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I had a happy night. I just went to Tony's house and just, you know, was...
Watched. What do you got coming up with us, Gad?
Give me something.
Yeah, what did you watch? See, the young man's going to ask you. What did you watch?
He was frolicking in the hot tub.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It was so disturbing, and then I checked myself in at the local hospital for a mental health check afterwards.
You made it in today because you're a trooper. Yeah. What do you got for us, Gad?
So I got a different animal today. So now.
You got a what?
Now.
What is now?
Yeah, what is now?
What is now?
Now is a company.
Is that the is it internet provider? Is that what that is?
Now, mm-hmm.
Now service now.
Yeah.
Service now, yeah.
That's what Tony says. Service now.
Oh, Tony says service now.
Oh, you stayed that long. You stayed.
No, I was thinking more of that's your line in a restaurant. Service now.
Stay that long.
Yeah, I chose this because last time I checked with Tom, he said, don't care about the volume.
This is a $600 stock. I mean.
Service now.
Yeah. Almost $700 stock. It's up $10 this morning. Go ahead, Thomas.
Let's take a look and see. What do we got here? So you're doing June?
June 21st.
I'm going to see if there's any open interest first.
Mm-hmm.
There's a little. Yeah. I don't know if you, I mean, you got to do, what do you got, Iron Condor? Yeah, you got to do Iron Condor. Yeah. Let's see what you got proposed here, then I'll talk to you about it.
So I got for the puts 630, 640 for the put side and 780, 790 for the call side.
780, 790?
Yeah, for the call side.
Okay, so you got a bigger puts than calls.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
But let's move the call put side down. Well, actually, because the stock's up this morning, right?
Yeah, yes. Because it's up, yeah.
$10.
Okay, so if it stock's up $10, let's go to, this is going to be a tough one.
Buying power is 480. IVR is about 39.
$10. That's not going to work. Yeah, this is going to be a tough one. 780, 790.
For the call side. And
640, 630.
For the put side, yeah.
Yeah, but I don't think you're going to get filled there. 520 seems too high, doesn't it?
Does seem high.
Maybe. All right, well, first thing you do in this stock is you reduce your size.
Mm-hmm.
Because you got to reduce your size. Because it's there's enough open interest, but, I mean, I think 520, I think, if anything, in this, with the 20 deltas on both sides, you're probably talking about.
You're out of the money with
you're talking about a
standard deviation.
You're talking about probably this thing trades around 370, 360,
380.
I'd be surprised if it traded that high, but sure.
Anyway, we'll put it in at $5.
Okay.
And I'll see what happens, and then we'll adjust after the opening.
Okay.
All right. Sounds good. All right, cool.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Let's see who's our next victim. I believe it is.
Oh, Kai jumped up and heard the music.
Kai, what's the lyrics to that song?
I didn't pay attention.
What do you got for us today, Kai?
AMD, post-earning trade. It's a bullish strangle. I'm slightly bullish in AMD.
What's it doing this morning?
AMD is...
It's up half dollar.
Yeah. It got
what a pig that... Yesterday. I know. Did. I have a bullish strangle in there. The 140... 140 puts 160 calls. That's what I have on. Is that what you're? What are you trying to do? What's
wow, strikes? 140, 165.
Oh, I did one. I have 140, 160.
All right.
That's the position I have on right now.
Oh, that's great. It's just a very
great minds think alike.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's it.
I mean, the 65s were just, I think, a little
20. Now it's 25 delta.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I did the. Well, I mean, mine's defensive.
Oh, you roll it down.
Yeah, mine was defensive, so okay. It's, you know, I don't have a good position. I have the position on, but not at good prices. I need this thing to come in today by $2.
I have a position on, but not at good prices. I'm going to use that one. That's a good one.
Well, I did it pre-earnings.
Yes, I know. I'm just teasing. But earnings worked out well. They really slammed volatility in there.
Unless you might have slammed in volatility, but not for me.
Unless you had a delta position.
I did.
Yeah, IBR is still like 40 plus.
Yeah, it's still up there. Pretty good. Yeah. I agree with you. Hard to make money in AMD, though. I agree, though. Yep. All right, good job. Good job. Let's see who our next researcher is. Data sans baby.
What you got, Data?
Okay, hey guys. Gatta looks like a couple missionaries, don't we? Both the ties.
Are you guys going door to door?
Yeah, we call it.
Yeah.
You guys are going door to door?
Yeah. LDS.
I'll make you a bologna sandwich.
Are you selling the dream?
We are.
Okay.
Would you like to have a discussion afterwards about it?
We may. I saw the play, though.
Okay. Okay, so I'm looking at USO. A lot of movement in it. Big decrease. So here, this is a little bit more on the slightly more on the bullish side than it would be on the bearish. But doing it for a pretty big credit, although it is going to cost quite a bit to do this, a little over $2 a credit, and this is going to cost about $3,000 for the buying power.
USO, mm-hmm. We currently have on the 75.79.
Okay, so tighter.
Well, because it's defensive.
Okay.
So I'm a little bit long. What's USO doing this morning? It could be a little bit lower, a little bit higher, actually.
It was a little bit higher, and then it was a little bit lower, so, you know.
It's higher by about 10 cents, 15 cents. Okay. Yeah, so I'm currently in a strangle in there. I don't mind this. I mean, I don't mind it. I mean, crude oil right now is kind of out of favor. You have a small CL strangle on and a small USO strangle. They're a little out of favor.
Dad, a little known fact about you. You're very proud of your twerking abilities. Is this correct? So you don't have to answer. You don't have to agree. So the next time we do this, is there any way when the music plays, you can hang on to the bar over there and give us a little bit of twerking action?
Well, actually, my son, this is, my wife would be like, my son got a little bit in trouble for jumping on the desk at school and twerking on the desk.
Oh,
this is a true story.
Kids imitate what they see at home.
Possibly.
My friend. All right, we'll talk about this a little bit later. We'll talk about this a little bit later. Who's next? I'm a little verklempt right now. I think we got Antoon in the house. Antoon, how are you, my friend?
You really got to see the legs in this song.
There we go. How are you, my friend?
Gets him going. Really he's ready to go.
What's that?
Ready to go. More a little like Russian dance music.
Oh, nice cup you got there.
I know. It's one of these double-walled cups, if you know what I'm saying. You can hold them without getting burned.
Did you find that in the office and do a little five-finger discount? You did, didn't you? You sly SOB, you. All right,
listen.
Company property. We'll be talking to you.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, Anton. All right.
Listen, you think you guys are the only ones who shop at whatever, Crate and Barrel or something? I don't actually, my mom gave me those cups.
Mm-hmm.
So the question is, did you take them from her?
Well played. I didn't want to tell you I had to visit your mom one day to get you the job, but it's another story. All right, Anton, what do you got for us? Look, he's turning
bright, the poor kid. Cisco, Tom.
Cisco kid. Haven't traded Cisco.
A friend of mine. Bow, bow,
bow. Haven't traded Cisco in 150 years.
Hold on. That is not what I meant. Let me go back here and... Because I changed the ticker on that Costco, not Cisco, Costco.
Oh, Costco.
The tickers look very similar. And I was like, wait a second, that is not Costco, because they have very similar words. Anyway, Costco is the correct ticker we're talking about today. Okay, so we're going to do an Iron Condor in here. Costco I haven't traded in a long time, honestly, but I noticed the IV rank was high and it has earnings end of May. Mm-hmm. So it's basically Right. I'm sorry. As a, oh my gosh. Yeah. Earnings. Yeah. May 30th. So basically right in the middle between now and expiration. So the way I like to do these trades is I put them on, and by the middle of the trade, which is about at that point going to be 21 days exactly, you're going to have earnings. If you want to take it off before earnings, sometimes there's some theta decay you can capture. If you want to hold it through earnings, then you kind of have a kind of an option there to do that. So collect about a third of the width of the strikes here, $470 in credit, $1,030 in buying power.
I like it. I have one Costco position on. It's a little too tight, so we'll just, I like this Iron Condor.
Beautiful. Okay.
Anton, next time you come on, put down the caramel macchiato and concentrate on your trades. Make sure you have the right right letters up there, okay?
Caramel macchiato.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what he's got yes, over there.
Sir.
All right, who's our next? Oh, fan favorite number one child. Julia. Julia, how are you?
I'm going to wear that title with pride. I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing all right. Doing okay.
Hanging what you in got there. You're not dead today. Like a squirrel.
What's that?
You're not dead like a squirrel?
Not yet. Although Tom is trying. He's trying. Working me to the bone over here.
Yeah, he's close.
Oh, it's okay. We all are. Anyway, I'm looking over here at XBI. Yeah, this one. Yeah, it's kind of a rough one last cycle, I'm not gonna lie. So I'm rolling it. This is one of my go-tos. It is adjusted. So I'm looking at the 81-100 short strikes and then going about $5 wide. That's not right. Wait a minute. What did I do? No, never mind. That is right. There we go. Yes. So I'm over here, it's collecting $1.33 in credit for $3.67 in buying power, hoping to have a little bit better. It's still, I mean, I got, you know, for the last trade that I put on in this underlying, it was still green, which was nice. It just not a whole bunch. So I'm hoping for a little bit of better luck this cycle. And that's kind of what I'm thinking.
Is this June?
It is June. Yeah. June 21st.
Oh yeah. It looks like you're gonna have to look. Oh, I see. These go single. Oh, I got it. Stock's up about $1. I mean, I would like to get a little bit more. What do you got there? 133? I'd like to get a little more for this.
133, yeah.
All right. I will do it because I can't make any money selling strangles at XBI for whatever reason.
Fair enough. Because you get scurred.
I feel like I'm always adjusting that stock, but it's still, I feel like I've over adjusted in there, but every day, every cycle, it seems to end at $88. Never moves from $88. But I feel like I've adjusted myself out of profitability.
Right.
Agreed. No, I've been kind of hanging on for dear life. It's been having a bit of a sell-off, and the move the last couple of days has really helped me. So here's to hoping for the same thing to happen again. This is one that I just kind of like plug and play a little bit and try not to think about too much. That's what I've been doing. Not necessarily the best strategy, but you got to do what you got to do sometimes.
Beautiful. Good job out of you. Hey, listen, let's take a quick 90-second break. We'll take that break. We'll be back for the opening bell right after this.
The content of this podcast is created, produced, and provided solely by Tasty Life, Inc. and does not represent the direct views or opinions of any of its affiliated companies. This content is for informational and educational purposes only. It is not, nor is it intended to be, trading or investment advice or a recommendation that any security, futures contract, digital asset, other product, transaction, or investment strategy is suitable for any person. Trading securities, futures products, and digital assets involve risk and may result in a loss greater than the original amount invested. Tasty Live Inc., through its content, financial programming, or otherwise, does not provide investment or financial advice or make investment recommendations. The information provided may not be appropriate for all investors and is provided without respect to individual investor financial sophistication, financial situation, investing time horizon, or risk tolerance. Tasty Live Inc. is not a licensed financial advisor, registered investment advisor, registered broker-dealer, or registered introducing broker.